Names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment, and their academic education and birth in a high family or great nation will not protect them from at the time of death. They become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Lord Nityananda. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. When you achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact, and anyone who engages in the transcendental loving service of Lord Nityananda immediately achieves their transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore, always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottamadas Thakur says, "My dear Lord Nityananda, I am very unhappy. So I am praying to you to make me happy. Please keep me in a corner of your lotus feet." Okay? So today, what's that? No, that's the water purifier. So Om Ganara Timidanda Shah Ganjana. Shalakaya Chakshuna Minitam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So today is the glorious appearance day of Lord Nityananda, who appeared in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And Lord Nityananda and Balaram are the same person. So first we're going to talk a little bit about the ontological position of Lord Nityananda, that is who he is. Of course, he is the first expansion of Lord Chaitanya. And there's also this verse, Balaram Hoila Nittai. He's Balaram, who is the first expansion of Krishna. And Balaram and Lord Nityananda assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, they are also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they assist the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in various ways. It's described that Balaram, Sankarshan, Nityananda, assist the Lord by becoming the Singhasana, that means the lion throne of the altar, as we say in English, by the Brahman thread, being the Brahman thread of the Lord, the temple, the seating place of the Supreme Personality of God. Practically all the Lord's paraphernalia is an expansion from Balaram. So he's serving the Lord. This is explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, and then also Lord Nityananda and Balaram, they have various expansions. Of course, Balaram and Nityananda are called the original Sankarshan. And there are five forms that are expansions. There's Mahasankarshan, Karanadakshay Vishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Shiradakshay Vishnu, and Sesh. So Mahasankarshan, that's the Mahavishnu. I know it's before the Mahavishnu. And then you have, from him comes the Karanadakshay Vishnu, then the Garbhadakshay Vishnu in each universe, Shiradakshay Vishnu in every atom, and of course at the city in the ocean of milk, the island in the ocean of milk, Svetadvipa. And then you have Shesh, who supports all the planets and performs personal service for the Lord. And then, in addition, when you have the expansions of the Lord, you have Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajuna, and Aniruddha, the quadruple, it's called the Chaturyuha, the quadruple expansions. And Sesh serves in an umbrella, as we mentioned before, the bed, the thread, the pillow, and all the different paraphernalia that supports the Lord. And so, Lord Nityananda, the Balaram, also appeared in Lord Brahma's pastimes. An interesting story about this. Of course, he appeared as Lakshman. And we were talking the other day about how Lakshman appeared as who?
Ramanuja.
Ramanuja means the younger brother of Ram. Ramanujacharya. So, as Lakshman, he had to do so many things that were basically deplorable for him. Deplorable means didn't want to do them. And things like sending Sita Devi to the forest, putting Sita Devi into the fire, arranging the fire for Sita Devi. So he was pretty, I wouldn't say upset with Lord Ramchandra, but he was upset with all the things he had to do. after he had all these pastimes, he really didn't want to keep following orders anymore. And he was a member of the Vedic society, which means you have to follow the orders of your older brother. Of course, we don't understand this in the West, you know, older brother, younger brother. And even in Indian society, you're not really allowed to get married until your older brother or older sister gets married. I mean, in strict society, I know they bend the rules a little bit now. But actually, you have to wait until your older brother gets married before you can get married. Of course, better to take sannyas anyway. But that's another subject matter. So, anyway, so he had to serve Lord Ram, and he just bite his teeth, you know, bite the bullet, so to speak, in doing all these things for Lord Ram. So, at the end, basically at the end of the pastimes, Lord Ram said, "I'm very pleased with your subservient attitude." And in fact, he didn't eat the whole time they were in the Dandakaranya forest. For 14 years he didn't eat, because Lord Ram didn't tell him to eat. There's that whole story that Lord Ram gave him fruit, but he didn't say, "Eat it." And so Ram was so pleased, he said, "You know, whatever you want, I'll give you." And he said to Lord Ram that in the future, I want to be the older brother and you could be the younger brother. So Lord Ram said, "Okay." And then the next appearance, we have Balaram appearing as the older brother. And of course, Lord Nityananda is like the older brother of Lord Chaitanya. And it's also interesting that in spite of Balaram being the older brother of Krishna, Krishna really didn't listen to him. Krishna didn't follow the etiquette. I mean, for example, he arranged the marriage of Subhadra with Arjuna after Balaram had arranged the marriage of Subhadra with Duryodhana. So, and Balaram was so upset, he was ready to kill Arjuna. And Krishna had to say, you know, don't do this. And then Krishna also arranged for Bhimsen to kill Duryodhana by breaking his thighs. And Krishna also had to pacify Balaram at that particular point, because Balaram was getting ready to kill Bhimsen. So in this way, Balaram's orders were not actually followed by Krishna. So Krishna is not such a good example for us. Insofar as his pastimes are concerned, we're not supposed to follow Krishna's example. Anyway, so let's continue with Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda appeared in a place where the Ganges doesn't flow. It's called Radhadesh. And his father's name was Hadai Pandit, and his mother's name was Padmavati. And it's described his father was extremely attached to him. His father could not leave him alone even for a second. Just so much attachment. And when Lord Nityananda was young, he was completely immersed in the pastimes of Krishna. In fact, he and his friends, they would portray these different pastimes in a play. I mean, there's some stories that they would take the place of Vasudeva and Devaki, and there would be a marriage, and then Krishna would be born, and Vasudeva and Devaki would be put in the prison, and Krishna would be transported to Gokul. Sometimes they played the part of the different demons in Vrindavan, like Putana, the cart demon, butter, and Krishna stealing the butter, and chastising Kaliya, killing the demons, like Deinakasura in the Talavana forest, Bakasura, Agasura, and lifting Govardhan Hill, and even stealing the clothes. Of course, they didn't steal the clothes of girls, but they imitated these particular pastimes. So sometimes they imitated the wrestlers in Mathura when Krishna entered Mathura and he wrestled with Chanura and Mushtika. And sometimes they imitated the pastime with Kubja, Kubja who Krishna straightened the back of. So in this way, these were their childhood pastimes. And there's one interesting pastime that's related in the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, is that once upon a time they were playing the pastime of fighting with Ravana. And then we have Ravana actually was Indrajit, who fired this arrow called the Shakti Shila at Lakshman in this particular pastime. And Lakshman was actually completely unconscious and practically dead for all intents and purposes. At least externally, he appeared like that. So what happened is when they were portraying this pastime, Lord Nityananda was taking the part of Lakshman. And he became completely unconscious. And everyone was thinking he's dying. And his parents, everyone was crying, thinking Lord Nityananda is going to die. You know, he's hardly breathing. But the boys remembered that Lord Nityananda had instructed them that if this happens, one of the boys who played Hanuman was supposed to fly to the hills where the Rich of Sanjeevani is and bring back the hills, and then Lakshman would come back to life. And so this is what happened with Lord Nityananda. So his pastimes were a complete, let's say, 100% portrayal of the pastimes of Lord Ram and the pastimes of Krishna. So Lord Balaram, or Nityananda, grew up, and when he was 12 years old, something very interesting happened. He was with his father, and then a sannyasi came to their home. And this is very much reminiscent of the pastime of Lord Ram, too, when the Vishwamitra Muni came to ask Ram and Lakshman to go to the forest to kill the demon Tataka and other demons that were killed at that particular point. So a sannyasi came to his home, and in those days, if a sannyasi asked for something, the householder would give it. Whatever the sannyasi asked for. Even if the sannyasi asked for your car or whatever. Because in those days they didn't have cars. But even if the sannyasi, whatever he asked for. I mean, that was the hospitality that was there. I mean, even you have that story of Bilba Mangal Thakur. Remember the story? And he went to the Brahmin's house. The Brahmin had a very attractive wife. And he said, I want to be alone with your wife. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. And then the Brahmin said, well, it's a guest, it's the etiquette, it's a Titi Narayan, and I have to let him do that. And of course, Bilba Mangal Thakur recognized that he was in Maya at that particular point. And then he took her hairpins and he put out his eyes. You know the story? So anyway, that was the etiquette, receiving guests. And even Prabhupada's father, when he received guests, and the guests would ask for marijuana, he would get the marijuana. Prabhupada talks about that. So if your guest asks for marijuana, no, you don't have to get your guests marijuana.
Thank you.
When they ask for it. But then, this is the etiquette. I'm just trying to explain, you know, Vaishnava etiquette, which we have very little experience of. And probably we can't impose on the Westerners at this particular juncture. Because actually it says that when you have a guest at home, if you look at him with staring eyes, the fifth canto says this is one of the punishments, then the vultures of hell will pluck your eyeballs out later on after you die. So anyway, so take care of your guests nicely. So anyway, 12 years home, Nityananda was there, and a sannyasi comes, and the sannyasi says to Hadai Pandit, who is Nityananda's father, that I don't have a brahmachari servant and I would like your son. And Hadai Pandit confirmed. You guys have got some birds in the ventilation thing of the kitchen. You can't turn on the fan because they lay their eggs there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So Hadai Pandit, he was so morose, but actually he gave his son to the sannyasi. And it's described that he didn't eat for 3 months after, Hadai Pandit didn't eat for 3 months after that, fasted, and gradually passed away. And this is also very similar to Dasarath, when Ram, not when Ram went to the, with the sannyasi, the Sramita, but when Ram was banished because of Kaikeyi. So Dasarath also passed away after that. So you find many similarities in these pastimes. So anyway, so Lord Nityananda went away with the sannyasi at 12 years of age. And to explain why this happened, First of all, Lord Nityananda was exhibiting mercy, because he knew in order to manifest his merciful preaching of Krishna consciousness, he'd have to become free of family encumbrances. Of course, later on he got married, but that's a different thing. But free of the attachments at home. Sometimes Prabhupada would even explain that when we talk about mother, you know, ma, he said ma can also mean, does anyone know? No, ma, maya. So we're naturally very attached to our family, because our family, we're not talking about you all here. We're talking about, let's say, the parents who maintain us and everything like that, and there's great attachment. And you see in the Bible that when some of Lord Jesus' followers wanted to just go back home, you know, take care of the dead, you know, bury the dead and everything like that, what did Lord Jesus say? Let the dead bury the dead. So there's this extreme renunciation. That's one thing. But it's not cruel, because he's also, let's say, deepening his relationship with his father. That's called vipralamba. Just like we can say, you know, Krishna left Vrindavan and he renounced the gopis. First of all, he never left Vrindavan. He's just not manifest. He's always here. Krishna's here now. It's just you can't see him. But he's here, 100% here. Just as much as when he was here 5,000 years ago, Krishna's here now. So anyway, so through this vipralamba, that means the intense mood of separation, he was actually bringing his father closer to him. Meditation and separation. Even in English we say separation makes the heart grow fonder, right? And when you're with someone, then it's not so much intense. But when someone dies, passes away, or goes somewhere, the mood gets very, very intense. Isn't it? O Govinda, feeling your separation, yugayitam nimishena, chakshusha prabhashayitam, shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda vadehame. Feeling your separation, a moment is like a yuga. You know, Prabhupada translated it as 12 years or more, but actually, yugayitam. It's like a whole yuga, or many yugas. Nimishena. Nimishena is like an instant. An instant is like a yuga. So that's how much they love Krishna. And so the gopis, I mean, and the residents of Vrindavan, when Krishna left, they were actually completely immersed in this ocean of tears, crying for Krishna 24 hours a day. And they couldn't eat or sleep or didn't even notice what was happening with the body. So this is the mood of advanced devotees. Anyway, so this is the relationship between Lord Nityananda and his father. So don't criticize Lord Nityananda for doing what he did. So he went on pilgrimage for 20 years. During that time, he was much older, of course, than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. He was born. And when he appeared, Lord Nityananda was cognizant or aware of it, and he roared like a lion. It's described, he roared so loud that the whole universe was shaking, and nobody understood, where's this roaring come from? And it was actually, he was in so much ecstasy, understanding that Lord Chaitanya had taken birth. So he went on pilgrimage for 20 years. He went to Gaya. He was here in Vrindavan, because we saw Lord Nityananda's sitting place the other day. Hastinapur.
So already before Chaitanya appeared, he went to Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And that was hardly known at that time.
He was like, well, let's say right at the time of Lord Chaitanya's birth, like 20.
But Chaitanya just later on.
Chaitanya was just born. He was like 20 years old.
So Vrindavan was known as a pilgrimage place already before there was.
Oh, was already known, yeah. So he went to Vrindavan, Gaya, where Lord Buddha appeared, of course, and then in the lotus footprints of Lord Vishnu. Hastinapur, Dwarka, Ayodhya, Guhaka. Does anybody know what Guhaka is? No? Nobody knows. Guhaka is where this devotee of Lord Ram, Guha, was living. Does anyone know who Guha is? No, none of you know. Okay, so when Lord Ram first went on his pilgrimage, in other words, he was banished, He went and visited this village of Nishadas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they helped him.
They helped him. And the head Nishada was called Guha. Interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And Guha had also attended the Gurukul with Lord Brahma. They were actually buddies. And so that's why Lord Nityananda fainted when he got to, instead of describing, he fainted for 3 days when he went to this place where Guha lived. And then he went to Sri Parvata. Parvata means a hill, but it's also where Parvati lives. And Parvati and Shiva received him, and Parvati cooked for him. Interesting, isn't it? Then he went to Bhadarika Ashram, and he was entertained by Srila Vyasadeva. Then he had some interactions with Buddhists. So he asked them a question. What do you believe? And do you believe in God, or are you just atheists? And they didn't answer him. So he just started kicking them all. So he was also very funny, too. Lord Nityananda is very merciful and very funny. Finally, he encountered Madhavendra Puri. Yeah, Madhavendra Puri, in one sense, is considered to be the guru of Lord Nityananda. The guru of Madhavendra Puri is Lakshmipati Puri. So, as soon as he encountered Madhavendra Puri, they both embraced and they cried for many days and nights, talking to each other about Krishna. And Madhavendra Puri, of course, who was the one who discovered Gopal here, he is the source of ecstatic love of God in our Sampradaya. So they spent many, many, many days together. Then he went to Jagannath Puri and he saw Lord Jagannath with four arms. And then he went back to Vrindavan to wait for when the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya would start. That is, the pastimes meaning after Lord Chaitanya took initiation. Because before Lord Chaitanya took initiation, he acted like a logician. In other words, someone who was just interested in word wrangling and defeating people. And the Vaishnavas would even pray to Krishna that please make this Nimai Pandit a devotee, he'll be a good preacher. And he was harassing. They would actually run away when they saw a Nimai Pandit sometimes. And Lord Chaitanya one time said to the devotees, and they thought this was blasphemy, he said to the devotees that in the future I'll be such a great devotee that even Lord Shiva and Brahma will offer obeisances to me. And they thought, boy, he's really
off.
He's really off. He really has some spiritual trouble here. So Lord Chaitanya began his pastimes after taking initiation, and Lord Nityananda proceeded to Mayapur, and he resided in a devotee of Lord Chaitanya's house, Nandanacharya's house. And Lord Chaitanya had a dream, and he related that dream to the devotees. He said, last night I had a dream. There was a big personality, this Balaram, and it's my brother, and he said he has come, and now he's come to Mayapur. You should all go and find him. And they all went around. Nobody could find him. Finally, Lord Chaitanya said, when Lord Balaram doesn't want to be found, nobody can find him, but I will find him. So he went to Nandanacharya's house, and he found Lord Nityananda, and they just embraced like that. And, of course, they recognize each other as brothers. And that's how their first meeting went. Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya actually became like the sons of Srivastakur, who was older. There's an interesting story regarding that. Is that when Srivastakur was doing kirtan in his house one night, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were there, his son died. And when his son died, the ladies naturally started boo-hooing. That means crying. And Srivastakur looked, and he saw the ladies, he said, what's the problem? I said, your son died. And he said, I don't want to disturb Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. If you keep crying, I'm going to give you a real reason to cry. So he was a tough husband. Obviously he didn't beat his wife, but he was really strict disciplinarian. So the wives dried their eyes, You know, like that. And Lord Chaitanya continued his kirtan. And when the kirtan was over, Lord Chaitanya sensed something. He said, something happened here, it's not so good. What happened? And Srivastava said, this is not a big problem. And Lord Chaitanya said, what? And Srivastava said, some soul just passed away, my son. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to where the body was, and he said, why have you left? And then the soul came back to life for a little while, and he started preaching Krishna consciousness. And then, poof, he went and left his body. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Srivastava, because you were so devoted, both Lord Nityananda and myself will become your children. So from that day, Lord Nityananda, more than Lord Chaitanya, was treated as the child. In fact, even though he was fully grown, Srivastava, I mean, roughly they were the same age, because Srivastava was older too, maybe a little older than Lord Nityananda. Then Lord Nityananda would come to Srivastava's house and sit on Srivastava's wife's lap. I mean, can you imagine that? He'll be just, anyway, I'm not going to. And then he would drink her breast milk, too. I'm not even going to picture that in my mind.
Very unconventional.
Very unconventional. He was extremely unconventional. And then...
very charming.
And once upon a time, there's another story with Lord Nityananda and Malini, who was Srivastava's wife, that Malini was always scared of getting her husband angry. So one time a crow stole the ghee pot and took it up in a tree, and she was nervous, and Lord Nityananda was there, and Lord Nityananda said, why are you so nervous? She said, the crow on my husband's going to get angry because the ghee pot's not here. Come in. Let him by in. You can hear the class. We're having a class about Lord Nityananda. You can come. You're a devotee too, right? There's no harm, you're hearing. So Malini was very, very much in anxiety about the ghee pot that was just like, she'd have to replace it, her husband was going to be very angry. And Lord Nityananda said, all right, crow, bring the ghee pot back. And the crow brought the ghee pot back. Interesting, isn't it? Once upon a time, Sachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya's mother, of course, came to see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda taking prasadam, and what she saw was two different things. One time she saw Krishna and Balaram eating, little babies eating. And another time she saw Krishna and Balaram and Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, and they were all fighting each other. And Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda was saying, you know, this is our incarnation now. You know, you appeared 4,500 years ago. You know, this is our
child. Get out of here.
Yeah, so she saw so many interesting things. Another story about Lord Nityananda is, of course, the famous story of Jagai and Madai. I'll just tell that quickly. Is that once upon a time, there were two dacoits. They used to be called Jagadananda and Madhavananda. And they were drunk, and they were just harassing people, I guess raping ladies or whatever else they did. Their sins were so great that even Yamaraj couldn't keep up with their sins. So what happened is that Lord Chaitanya ordered Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda to go out on Sankirtan and ask everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So eventually, they went to these two dacoits, Jayananda, Madhavananda, Jagai Madai, and they asked them, and then they were chased by these dacoits. And Haridas Thakur was sort of like making fun of Lord Nityananda. He's saying, look, you almost got us killed today by your, you know, naivety. And then they were joking with each other. They were running away. And the two drunkards, because they were drunk, couldn't run that fast. Mm-hmm. And they were rather fat, too, so they couldn't run. And they were stumbling over each other. Later on, of course, the famous story goes that Lord Nityananda went back and asked them to chant Hare Krishna, and Madai hit Lord Nityananda with a pot, and Lord Nityananda started to bleed, and Jagai stopped Madai from hitting him again. At the same time, Lord Chaitanya came with the Sutta Sanchakra disc to kill them both. And then Lord Nityananda says, well, Jagai protected me. Okay, Lord Chaitanya said, I give them my mercy, but Madai I'm going to kill. And then Madai started to beg at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda said, please forgive him, and he was forgiven, and they both became great devotees, and they associated with the devotees, and they were so sinful that later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how sinful they were. His body turned blackish like Krishna. He said, I'm absorbing their sins. And all the devotees looked at Lord Chaitanya, and he was completely black. And he said, what are you looking at? What do I look like? They said, you look like Krishna. And then they said, chant Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, then he assumed his natural color again. So he was showing that by chanting the Lord's holy names, you can get rid of all sorts of sinful activities. And it also shows that when you accept people as disciples, you have to accept some of their sinful activities. It's heavy. And then the final story I'm going to tell is about Lord Nityananda's pastimes with the dacoits. So when Lord Nityananda was visiting Mayapur, and he was holding kirtan every night, Lord Nityananda was an avadut. Avadut means that sometimes he's called Nityananda Gosai, but he never formally took the sannyasa order of life. But still, you know, everyone called him Goswami. But then he got married. As you mentioned, Janava and Vasudha, his two wives, and you see Janava Mata's sitting place in the Radha Kund. And Janava Mata, of course, is an Angamantri in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's cousin. So Lord Nityananda was dressed in a lot of jewelry. I mean, completely decked out, like more than any lady you've ever seen. Like diamonds and rubies and, you know, ankle bells and everything like that. I mean, he was a real interesting personality. So he was having his kirtans, and the dacoits were noticing his opulence. Because in India, it's just like that. If someone sees you pull out a roll of bills, you're in trouble.
That's true.
Especially in Radha Kund, isn't it? Don't want to pull out money because there's Kundas there, even Radha Kund, spiritual Kundas. So Lord Nityananda's around like that, and all the dacoits are just like, wow, we got to rob this avaduta. And so they're seeing that every night he's going to Nandanacharya's house to have kirtan. They're thinking, you know, let's just attack at night when they're all sleeping. So, okay. So the first night they go there, surround the house, and then they notice there are these like 10-foot tall, like 3-meter high, like Kunta guards chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, you know, surrounding the house. And they go, ooh, it's not the right time for getting our jewels. And so, all right, so let's plan another night. So the next night they say, well, maybe those guards aren't there. And they worship the goddess Chandi, Durga, for some potency to be able to accomplish their mission. And the next night, they're waiting, and they fall asleep. And they wake up in the morning and say, what? What happened? Okay. So then they wait a little while longer. Next time they come, it starts like raining pus, and you know, becomes completely dark. They fall into pits of stool. They cut themselves all over the place. They become blinded. They can't see anything. And so these dacoits are just, wandering around. So the head dacoit, he goes to Lord Nityananda. He figures, well, I think we made a mistake here. So we need to rectify ourselves. So he goes to Lord Nityananda and he begs for forgiveness. And all those dacoits later on became great devotees of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda is known for his compassion. In fact, Heno Nitai Vinayabhai Radhakrishna Poite Nai. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, no one can approach Radha and Krishna. You know, in fact, there's a whole hierarchy that we should follow when becoming Krishna conscious. And we approach Lord Nityananda, of course, through the spiritual master. The spiritual master is representative of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Balaram, that's the original spiritual master. Nayamat Mahabalahine Na Labwa. that no one becomes Krishna conscious without the mercy of Balaram. Balaram Hoylan Tai. Balaram is the same as Lord Nityananda. So, anyway, so that's the first step. And then after you've approached the Guru and Lord Nityananda, and you've come to a platform where you're coming free from the anarthas, then you can approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mm-hmm. and to come to the ecstatic platform. And then you were able to approach after Lord Chaitanya, which is interesting, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Mm. So, I mean, that's our hierarchy. That's why we have these prayers by Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur that we chant during the Mangal Arati every morning. Yashal Prasada Bhagavat Prasada Yashal Prasada Navgati Katopi. By pleasing the spiritual master, one pleases Krishna. So that's really the entry point. The entry point. Some people try to enter from a different point, like with the gopis or something like that. But you enter from that particular point. And when we say entry point, it doesn't mean that you throw that point away after you made some spiritual advancement. Like Prabhupada said, the Mayavadis, they step on the head of the spiritual master. You know. They just say, well, Gurudev, thanks. What is that? Hasta la vista. Hasta la vista. That means goodbye. Dankeschön. Thank you. So that's really not the point. All these different relationships continue even in the spiritual realm. So Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. So we beg for his mercy. Heno nitai vinabhai Radha Krishna Party 9. That without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, no one can understand Radha and Krishna. And we pray, as we were chanting today in this prayer, this is very nice. Nitai na bolelo muke nit majilo samsara suke. That we should always be chanting bolo muke with our mouths the names of Lord Nityananda, and those who are absorbed in material enjoyment never chant the names of Lord Nityananda. Nitai korana hoibe braje radha krishna hoibe. When you achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you will be able to approach Radha and Krishna. Daro nitai charana dukani. So firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So how do we catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? Do we just go around chanting nitai, nitai, nitai all the time? I mean, that may be nice. But we catch hold of the lotus feet as Prabhupada said that we could catch hold of his feet by being absorbed in helping people come to Krishna consciousness. Because when Prabhupada was asked, you know, we want the dust of your lotus feet, and Prabhupada said that my feet are always moving. Hmm. So that means we have to move. Like Prabhupada called our Hare Krishna society the Hare Krishna movement, which is very interesting. You know, usually you'd call it, I mean, you don't have any, basically you don't have much churches called, you know, the Buddhist movement, you know, the International Society of Buddhist movement, or the Catholic movement. Hare Krishna movement, because we have to move. We move forward. And our whole business, as Srila Prabhupada said in his Vrindavan Bhajan, is not to engage in Nirjana Bhajan, but to actually go out and preach Krishna consciousness and help liberate the world and bring Krishna to people. And in this way, the internal life will develop automatically. That's our system. Not Siddha Pranali. Siddha Pranali system, as we mentioned the other day, remember that? You're talking about it. Siddha Pranali is when you go to your guru and he says, you have, this is your spiritual body, Gokulendra, in the spiritual world, you are a cockroach. And your business is to give anxiety to the devotees that see you in their homes, they're always trying to get rid of you because you pollute the food. So anyways, just like in Krishna's pastimes, it sounds funny, but in Krishna's pastimes, there's actually snakes. Did you know that in the spiritual world? Do you know what their business is? Anybody know?
Scare
Radharani. To scare Radharani.
See, it's embraces Krishna.
So she'll embrace Krishna. So you wonder, how can the snake serve Krishna? The snake serves Krishna by frightening Radharani. Ah! And then she grabs Krishna and says, "Thank you." And Krishna says, "Thank you, snake, my dear devotee. You're giving your service." So siddha pranali means you give your siddha. Explain what your siddha deha is. Siddha deha means perfect body. And that's not our system. According to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our system is that you preach Krishna consciousness, you help others come to Krishna, you serve Prabhupada's mission, and then automatically these things are revealed to you when it's time. Otherwise, if you jump up to it, like Prabhupada said, big, big belly, big, big monkey, sail on jumping melancholy. In reference to someone imitating Hanuman who's trying to jump to Ceylon or Sri Lanka, that you just fall flat on your face. Melancholy means unhappiness or depression. So, any questions or comments about Lord Nityananda? That's the class. Yeah.
You were making this point that we get his mercy by serving Sri Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And it seems, in daily life, when you try to share Krishna with others in some way, and something amazing happens. You just feel that this is amazing. It feels like Nityananda is just taking over, is it so? Because it's his mercy.
Yeah, no, it's Nityananda's mercy coming through Srila Prabhupada's instructions. I mean, that's really where the nectar is.
Yes.
To give others Krishna consciousness. Or assist in the process. Like Prabhupada said, that if one organizes the Sankirtan party, one gets great benefit like that. So somehow or other, the focus on the preaching, not simply one's desire to enjoy nectar.
Which is
egocentric. Yeah, it's very egocentric, self-centered. That I just want to enjoy the net. Where's the nectar? Where's the nectar? Mm.
It's a kind of subtle sense of gratification.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than wanting to enjoy the nectar gross bodily enjoyment, but we should want to give Krishna the pleasure. And Krishna gets the most pleasure, as we hear from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishna is actually waiting for the jiva souls to come back to him. Mm. Yeah, in the story of Gopakumar, Krishna just faints when Gopakumar comes back to Godhead. And everyone thinks that Gopakumar has poisoned Krishna. They thought, he must be Kamsa's associate and he's come to hurt Krishna. But Balaram understands that actually Krishna's just in ecstasy, seeing his devotee who's come after a long time. And Krishna actually says, to Gopakumar, that actually I became your spiritual master, Jayanti, because I wanted you back with me. I was wondering, when are you going to come back? When are you going to come back? So we relieve Krishna's anxiety by spreading this movement, by bringing people to Krishna's lotus feet. Getting people to chant, that's what it means, spreading the movement. Not that they necessarily have to become card-carrying members of the Hare Krishna movement, but at least getting people to chant, accepting Prabhupada, reading Prabhupada's books, hearing Krishna Katha. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
You explained that first is Shiguru, then Nityananda, then Lord Chaitanya, then Goswami. So why this is that Lord Chaitanya is before Goswami? Is not it would be more logical than his...
No, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to learn from his devotees. He wants us to learn from his devotees. Just like in the Adi Purana it says, one who says he is my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he is a devotee of my devotee is my devotee. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically empowered the six Goswami. Even you find when Raghunath Das Goswami went to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said you should kick your instruction from Swarup Damodar Goswami, not from me directly. It's interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And therefore he was known as the Raghu of Swarup. In other words, related. And then, so any questions he had for Lord Chaitanya were related through Swarup Damodar Goswami. That's the way Krishna wants it. And even in the spiritual world, you don't serve Krishna directly. You serve under the direction of some Brajavasi. Even when you come to the Raghunuga platform, you're actually serving under, you know, let's say if you're Gopi, Lalita, Vishaka, Pumbavidya, so many different gopis are there. Or Subal, Gopa, Sudam, or whatever. You know, or you're serving under some eternal residence of Vrindavan, some eternal devotee. Ragatmaka. Ragatmaka. In other words, you're getting direction from them, not from Krishna. It's not that you go to Krishna and say, hey, what should I do today, buddy? You go to the devotee who you're serving under, and they engage you in service, not Krishna. It's interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Krishna doesn't directly engage you in service. The devotee engages you in service. And also another point is, as mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Krishna doesn't give bhakti. Bhakti is independent. You mentioned that Madhuri Kadambani. Bhakti is independent. Bhakti is possessed, Krishna Setumar Krishna Dite Par, is possessed by Krishna's devotee. Hmm. So then bhakti is independent. Because Krishna doesn't give you bhakti. It's given by Krishna's devotee under the jurisdiction of Srimati Radharani. You understand? So that's what Lord Chaitanya is showing us. So we approached the six Goswamis to understand conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya himself didn't write. I mean, you have basically from Lord Chaitanya's writings, you have the Shikshashtika, and that's it. What else do you have?
He wrote something, right? Something happened.
Yeah. Well, all we have is Shikshashtika.
Somebody told him that to throw this.
I don't know that pastime. Anyway, all we have is the Shikshashtika. The eight writing. And just based on the Shikshashtika, I mean, how would you know how to perform devotional service? So you need elaboration by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. The six Goswamis of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the other Acharyas have given us the various steps in bhakti. Okay? One other question.
So you said there's snakes in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
So, in the spiritual world, how fear can be present when an animal is fearful?
Why not? Yeah. Why can't fear be present there? What is your argument?
I mean, what actually the question is about, why she is fearful of snake? I mean, what snake can do to you if you are completely aware that you are eternal?
No, did you ever hear of Yoga Maya?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I mean, if Radharani, you know, if everyone was completely aware of their ontological position, there'd be no fun in the spiritual world.
That's like Vaikuntha.
Yeah, then you got Vaikuntha there.
So there's no snakes in Vaikuntha.
I don't know. I've never been there. But there are snakes in Braj in the spiritual world.
So there's no fear-making agents.
Yeah, there are snakes.
Vaikuntha.
Somebody
is like making people scared.
I don't know. I haven't. No, because that wouldn't be there in Vaikuntha. Because they're aware. It's all in reverence. But in Goloka Vrindavan, yeah, there's fear. There's definitely fear.
It's the same like here. I mean,
that's right.
What is the point?
To go there. No, it's centered on Krishna. Because all the fear is based on pleasing Krishna.
It doesn't matter then. I'm serving there or serving here.
That's right. But you're not on that platform yet.
That's interesting.
No, because the fear is to scare people to take scare the gopis to jump into Krishna's arms. It's a little bit different than the fear here. I mean, there's actually no danger, but it's as if there were danger. Like in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it mentions that even devotees. Krishna's devotees sometimes are playing the parts of the different demons that we see here in the material world. Like Kaliya or so many different Dainukasura.
They know this is a play, it's not like for real.
No.
It's for like
they play the part. You ever hear of method acting? Sita would know about this. Stanislavski, right? Method acting. You know what method acting is? It means when you play a part, you become so absorbed in it that you forget about your actual life. And you see that, even in Hollywood they do that, and then they end up getting married to the people they played the part with. There was one man who played Superman.
He fell off the building.
He thought he was invulnerable. And then he just like was jumping with horses all over the place, broke his back, his spinal cord, and later on died. And he actually thought he was going to overcome a broken spinal cord, you know, without any doctors helping. He was going to just regrow his nerves or something like that. And he thought he was Superman.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
What's amazing?
These people acting.
Well, actors are like that. They actually start to really believe that they're so dramatic. Like you see Sita here.
I knew you would say that.
She's an actress.
She's an actress, yeah. She's so dramatic that it's just like, I'm just wondering, you know, what is she drunk that morning?
You're like Devarshi also, you know that. Devarshi is like...
Isn't it?
Yeah, there was something in the water probably.
Yeah, I just thought... Yeah, anybody who's an actor will understand what I'm talking about. That you really morph into that role. So in the same way, Yogamaya is actually much more intense than any acting in this material world. They believe they're that role.
That's different. I mean, Yogamaya. These people I can understand. I mean, he can become so immersed to that extent he forgets.
Who are you talking about?
Actor, this material world.
Because that's the nature of the actors. Yeah, the nature of Maya. I mean,
no,
yoga, Maya, but you're thinking you're the body. Isn't that just as stupid? Even though you have the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, you think you're the body.
Yeah, we all have our different ways of acting.
Yeah. I mean, you like Prabhupada said, we have this daydream and night dream. You're dreaming your Gokulendra. Right? You're dreaming that. And at night you're dreaming you're a bird, and now you're dreaming you're Gokulendra.
And then I go to spiritual world and again.
No, the spiritual world you are your body. It's not an illusion.
But still this yoga maya.
That's nice. It's play. It's actually play. It's all joy in it.
But is there something in
the basic substance is totally different.
No, because you're always absorbed in Krishna.
Right.
You don't have to have the philosophical knowledge anymore. That sambandha gyan is only necessary in this world.
So there's some understanding in the heart that this is connected to Krishna.
Yeah, you're always connected to Krishna. You're always connected to Krishna.
Actually, you're not too worried. You're Supreme Personality.
That's right.
That's the best part. I like it. It's so wild.
But that's not good for you. If you're not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, you're in trouble.
In
reverence. Yeah. Anyway, don't worry about it. It'll all become clear.
Well, in a way, it makes perfect sense. It's really like the reflection picture. You know, the heavenly planets are more like Vaikuntha. It's like more all in reference, everything. And here beyond the earth, it's the highest and the lowest at the same time.
Yeah, it's a perverted reflection. And then but actors can actually believe their role completely, isn't it? They really get it, especially if they're in a play and the play is running for several years. Then they really get into it. And then completely. Well, you have to be an actor to experience it.
But actors are.
People do it also. They just don't do it for money. They do it, you know, in their job. They get into the role, doing their job or anything is also a role they take on.
Yeah, a role.
Just the actors are the only ones who get paid for it.
A relationship, you know, husband.
Yes, you get paid for it.
Husband and wife relationship is like that too.
Otherwise, we are all role playing.
Yes, all role playing. Anything that's temporary is role playing.
Nobody's paying.
All right, I think we have to.
Thank you very, very
okay.
much.
Thank so we'll see everybody later. Hopefully the cars will be able to get in so I can get to Vrindavan today. So.
Yes. Here.
It's here already?
Yeah. No, 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 no. At 1 o'clock.
I hope it'll be able to.
Yes, he called me. He said that he will come at 1 o'clock.
I know, but I hope he'll be able to get in because they blocked the roads. The roads are blocked now, by right?
Really?
If they come in the back roads, yeah.
Well, why are they blocked?
Because there's so many people.
Hopefully you get back here.
What? Getting back is not a problem. He can always drop me off and then I get a rickshaw.
Rickshaws can get through.
What?
Rickshaws get through.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, getting back is not a problem.